Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com.
This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by drawyouapicture.com, where you can get me to draw you something if you want me to. If you ask me to, I just might draw you a picture. If you go to drawyouapicture.com, I can draw just about anything. Keychains, wallets, I can even draw the floor. The best thing I've ever done was a blank piece of paper. Check it out, drawyouapicture.com, right about now.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No! Nobody's listening.
No!
Nobody's listening.
No!
Nobody's listening.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, how you doing, podcast people? This is episode 123 of Nobody's Listening, brought to you the week of September 22nd. I'm your host. Guess what my name is? Go ahead, guess. Go ahead.
Bob? Is it Bob?
Shut up. Nobody's talking to you. No, that's Trevor from America's Hat. Hi, how you doing, Trevor?
I'm not dead.
Good.
In case anybody was curious.
All right. I was trying to imagine what the show is going to sound like to a first-time listener. That's why I say guess my name. Because that's just the kind of annoying thing you'd expect from a half-baked show like this. But Trevor, welcome back, bud. We missed you last week. But enough about you. Let's move right on from deep within Canada's pants. It's none other than John Steinklauber. How you doing, bud?
I am well.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Great. Moving right along.
Yes.
I want to get this in the can, okay?
Do you feel rushed or anything?
go.
Okay.
First-time listener.
Open your story. Now. Go. Now. Be funny now. Be funny immediately.
Boom.
All right. Wow. We always start with an opening story here on Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same. So here it is. Here it is. This is no exception. Listen up. Listen up close. Hey, James, Trevor, and John. Trevor, I hope you're feeling better this week. Are you?
I am. Thank you.
That took way too long. When I was in college, I met a girl. This story is about the first time I went to her house. The end.
Whoa.
No, it's got a little bit more to it.
I didn't mean to laugh. Sorry.
That's a stall tactic, John. I don't appreciate it. While giving me the tour, we ended up in her room. Bow, chicka, bow, wow.
Can I put on some Barry White?
Can I put on my promise ring? I noticed she had several small glass figurines on a table. You know the ones you see an old guy hawking and making with a torch and glass rods? I do. I do know that guy. His name's Jeffrey, and he's really nice.
My uncle.
Yeah, they aren't really worth much except to collectors. Well, I'm a big joker, so I picked up one of the unicorns. Yes, she had a glass unicorn, and no, it wasn't the 80s. Hey, what are you trying to say about the 80s? Hey. She said her grandmother gave that to her many years ago, so I thought I'd play a little joke. I started looking at it closely, and my intent was to bobble the unicorn, making her think I was going to drop it and then regain control. The two of us would have a big old laugh. Well, here's what actually happened. I bobbled it. Overacting, and the next part happened in slow motion. I was tossing the figure back and forth between my hands, and I missed. The figurine started falling, and all I could do was watch. It finally hit the floor. I heard a tiny snap, and somewhere, an angel lost his wings. Now, every time a unicorn dies, an angel loses his wings. I stood there looking at the floor while she stared at me. I was mortified. To her, it must have looked like I'd purposefully dropped and broken her grandmother's gift. That's awesome.
Yep, that's exactly how it looked.
Don't do that. I didn't know what to say or do. I was so embarrassed. Well, I laugh when I'm embarrassed. That's unfortunate. So while she was staring at me, mouth agape. What does that mean?
Love.
Oh.
She wanted to kiss him.
Ooh, grody. That's nasty.
Sorry.
I had a big fat grin on my face. I picked up the unicorn and saw it had a leg broken off. I showed it to her, and the only thing I could say was, "His leg's broken. I guess we're gonna have to put him down." I couldn't believe that I had said that. I don't remember how, but we moved past it and we're still very good friends this day. Yeah, because she has no self-esteem, apparently. She has no friends. She's collecting, you know, glass unicorns. You know, she's a very special young lady. Thanks for letting me share. I think your podcast is great therapy for me. Code Monster. Can't wait for I Like Genius. Well, you know what? You don't have to wait for I Like Genius. I forgot to mention it last week on the show. But I Like Genius, the brand new podcast from the NLCast Network, a.k.a. me, is up at ilikegenius.com. We've got two episodes out already, and a third one's already been recorded and will be released this weekend. We've interviewed three people so far. One of them was Chris Stapleton from Chicken Pot Pod, a genius from about 80s and 90s pop culture, a very creative guy. Second one was with Dustin McLean, the creator and originator of the literal 80s videos.
Yeah. I love those.
Those are awesome.
Yeah. And then this week I interviewed somebody you may not know, and that's kind of my goal with this, is to get people whose work is more famous than maybe they are themselves. And this guy's name is Mike Adair, and he is the creator of Hoops and Yo-Yo, the famous characters from Hallmark online greeting cards and memorabilia. And he also does, he also does the art for Pee-wee Harris, the comic strip from Boys Life magazine. So cool. Very cool. So yeah, check that out this week. And it won't be in iTunes for a while. I'm going to wait till I have three episodes. That's good advice, isn't it, Trevor? So
absolutely.
So
I got it from you.
Speaking of good advice, this episode is brought to you by GoToMyPC. If you are a frequent traveler for business or pleasure, JoJo just stepped into the building. I'm going to do it in JoJo voice. Here we go. If you are a frequent traveler for business or pleasure, you know you still need to keep your business running because it is very fat and it needs to lose some weight, which means you need rewireable, that's a very hard word for me to say, access for your home or work computer. The easy and secure way is go to my PC, brought to you by Citrix, which sounds like a delectable drink. All you need is an internet connection and access to your computer or your sister's computer from your basement and some borrowed Wi-Fi from anywhere. Try go to my PC free for 30 days or 30 days and 30 nights. Visit gotomypc.com/podcast. That's gotomypc.com/podcast for a free 30-day trial. And if you're wondering how to spell swash, it is S-W-A-S-H. Thank you.
Wow.
Also brought to you by Creo. Thank you, Creo. He's in the chat room with us. Hey, chat room peeps. Dean Piercy and Keith Techlitz, the technical chiclets guy. We appreciate all of you. And by the way, you can join us in the chat room every Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. Central. Let me read off some peeps from the old chatter roomer. Hold on. Let me refresh my list here. I see Errol Nett, Cold Cakes, Coco Lododo, Daddy Sir, Dr. Louie, Jenny Rocks, Lauren Max in there, Killer Keeper, Lucius, Mother Unit, Neil Man, Norwegian Girl, Squish, a sludge, and a whole bunch of Trevor fan. Dude, there's a guy named Trevor. Trevor fan.
I have a stalker.
Yeah. There's like 19 registered viewers and about 62 randomers, random lurkers. So log in and participate. These people have had quite a show today. And if you have never done a live show, you owe it to yourself to come in. These people that were here, some of them have been here up to an hour before the show, and they have actually got to see my Buzz collection, like a good portion of it. And my Buzz collection is ridiculous. I've been collecting since 1996, since the first movie was released. And I have a ton of stuff. And they got to check that out because somebody said, hey, that's a lot of Buzz stuff. And I'm like, oh, you ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing. I started.
Are any of them made out of glass?
No.
Hand-blown glass?
No. That's gross.
You're missing one.
I am. There's something out there that I haven't had and haven't gotten. But they also got to see a false start to the show. Because as soon as I hit record, my entire family just came alive, and it was just wonderful. So join us.
They were dead previous to that.
Absolutely.
So.
They were. Half of them were sleeping. The other half were relaxing, and none of us were relaxing once my daughter started screaming.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that. update.
All right, it's time for that weekly update. I'm going to go quick, and it's simply this. I was talking to my boss, and he recently became, well, recently as in the last 3 years, became the senior pastor at the church that I work at. And we were talking about struggles and issues and things that have come down, you know, because, you know, we only work one day a week, as everybody knows. But secretly, it's pretty hard work throughout the week dealing with people. You typically see people at their worst, you know, like when they're in big, bad trouble, when they're really sick or when they need something. And we were just talking about the struggles involved with that. And I was like, hey, remember, because he used to be the assistant pastor, blah, blah, blah. I said, remember when you wanted to be the pastor, when you were begging for it? And he just quick as a wink comes back with, remember when Lincoln wanted to see a play?
Oh, man. That's wrong.
It was so funny, though. Yeah, you remember when you wanted to be pastor? Yeah, I remember when Lincoln wanted to see a play. So you guys, I don't know if that's like common, like people just say that. I thought it was original and great. And so you guys feel free to start using that whenever it comes up in conversation.
Can I pretend it's my own?
Sure, absolutely.
Steal it.
G-O-K. Yes. If you hear something funny and nobody could ever trace it back, it's yours.
Right.
The problem is everybody traces our stuff back when we steal. So, Trevor, what you got, buddy?
Mine's more of a update on how discombobulated my life currently is right now.
Okay. Is it funny?
As
it doesn't have to be. Can we make fun of it if it's not?
I say from the inside, from where I'm sitting right now, it's not that funny.
Okay.
I bet you, looking outside in,
right,
it's probably quite funny to watch me flail around because that's all I did today. As I mentioned to you earlier today, and I mentioned on Twitter that I'm planning on traveling for work, basically halfway across the country, and I don't know exactly. My flight's not booked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have permission from the customer to do this yet, and I'm supposed to be leaving at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning, I am going to travel to work with a suitcase and a kiss on my waist cheek with a, hey, honey, I probably won't be coming home today, which is just and all I did all day today. I mean, not only is this, you know, frustrating from that point of view, but all I did today was sit there at my desk and try to figure out if I was going. So I actually got nothing done.
Mm,
nice.
While I was trying to plan for a trip that may or may not happen. So,
okay. So let me do an impression and let me see if you can tell me who this is. Oh, hi, honey. I've got my bags and I may not be coming home today. Oh, my prayers are answered.
I was thinking more along the lines of, you know, Brianna sitting there behind her. It's like, Mommy, why isn't Daddy going to come home anymore? Why does he have his bags?
So yeah, good luck on that, Trevor. If you're flying tomorrow, may the graces of traveling. Yeah. All right, John, go for it, dude. I was going to use the phrase traveling mercies, but that is a phrase that is found nowhere in history. It's never been written down. It is simply on the lips of charismatic Pentecostal type people. So
I thought it was Baptist.
Oh, really?
Wow. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Traveling mercies.
Yeah,
bless them, Lord.
Just bless them with traveling mercies. Just the mercy of travel. Mercy me. All right, go ahead, John.
But you see, the mercies, they're like sisters.
They're like the fates.
They're the traveling mercies.
They're Southern Baptist. Well, glory coming down. Yeah, glory coming down. I got 18 wheels of glory coming down. Hey.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has been for some time.
I'm going to go. This actually happened today. I had something else I was going to tell, but this happened today, and it's way funnier.
Hey, John, I'm happy for you, and I'm going to let you finish, but James had the best weekly update of all time. All time. I'm so sorry. I feel so cheesy.
No, that was great. I don't know. I've been loving that Mimi so much.
It is hilarious.
The best one I've seen
finish
is the one where he's talking to God, and he's like, because God's creating Adam, and he's like, hey, God, I know you're creating the earth and all, and I'm going to let you finish, but Sega had one of the best Genesis of all times. I was like, Gene, yes, that is awesome.
There's a bunch of them. Did you see that we've had a lot of rain here in Atlanta recently, and a lot of floods, and somebody has a picture of, you know, one of the big flood areas in Atlanta, and they've got him up there, Kanye up there, and say, okay, Atlanta, I know it's raining and all, and I'm going to let you finish raining, but New Orleans had one of the worst floods of time.
That's so wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and what's stinky about that is stinking Beyonce was mortified, obviously, and then she stinking won the best music video of the year anyway. So his drunk behind should have just sat down and shut up, you know?
Anyway. Well, he got kicked out. That's what happened.
That's awesome.
He's a here.
Jerkwad. LBB of the year, Kanye West. So, go ahead, John.
I, you know, I can't follow that up. But I'm gonna try. Speaking of floods, okay, so I work in an IT department mostly, and we have a server room. And most server rooms, as you know, are on raised floors. You know, they sit on a floor that's like maybe a foot above the concrete floor. And then there's a big, huge cooling unit, which we call a Liebert. And it blows cool air into the, you know, the room. It started leaking. I mean, all over the place. And, you know, it's leaking onto the subfloor, which is concrete, and it's got wires going across it and electricity. Trust me, it gets funny. So the IT guys were in there, and they're trying to dry it up. And, you know, they're over by some electrical stuff. And I had a flashlight because we were looking around under there and trying to see where it was coming from. And one of the guys was sopping up the water. And I said, dude, you need to be careful. You're right next to one of the big electrical converters. I said, you better watch out. And he's yeah, I'm being careful. And about the time he started talking, I took the flashlight and started flicking it on and off where he was mopping up the water. And I went, ah! He flinched back. Both of his hands went up in the air. I mean, he was laying on the raised floor and reaching down. And so it was just, it was kind of funny. Because it was, yeah.
No, that's great.
He almost kicked the crap out of
anybody. Anytime you can convince somebody they're gonna die, even for just a second, it's like the wrongest and greatest thing at the same time. That's the GOK right there of this episode.
The funny thing was, I wasn't really planning on doing it. It was just like it just happened.
That's the best stuff.
It was like I was watching me do it. It's like I can't believe I did that. So anyway. GOK lives.
Yes, amen. All right, moving right along.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Oh, no! All right, LBB of the week is obviously Kanye West. But, hey, Trevor, James, and John, I am a rather new listener to the show, and I've begun trying to catch up. I'm currently on episode 93. While I've always been taught to respect my elders or those who are in charge of me, I started a new job at Walmart, and as a third shift manager, and the third shift manager had asked me to do something. I said, yes, sir, I will. He proceeded to grab his name badge. He told me in a very rude voice, there is no sir on this badge anywhere. My name is John. Good night.
I don't remember saying that.
I must have been in bat form at the time.
It's pronounced Steinklobber.
Don't forget the clobber. Well, he is my LBB for being so rude in his response to me as I tried to be respectful to him. I've since found out that he does this to anyone who calls him sir. So he was not joking. I later thought I should have said, oh, I'm sorry, sir, Daniel. All right. Yeah, I know people like that. It's ridiculous. I don't know. In some parts of the country, you're supposed to say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. I was brought up that way. Where my wife is from, apparently they think you're being smart if you say that, you know, like, yes, sir, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but that just breaks all of the rules. Don't call him sir. Call him Sir Butkus.
Yes.
That would be awesome. That's it. LBB.
Who, me? Who, me?
We got a little bit of middle school drama for you. This is from Max. And it's bullcrap. Total bull. I just want to be the first to say it. Don't send us this stuff, people. Okay? This is the last one I'm going to read like this in life. This is just an example of stories people make up. This show is about true life stories, and we can tell when your stories are fake. All right. I was just riding my bike around town because I'm not yet old enough to drive. When I ride by this house, I hear a lot of screaming and some faint hissing. Yeah, because you can hear faint hissing through a house.
And through a lot of screaming.
Yeah, yeah. Faint hissing is very, it just carries. I'm like, wow, I should stay here and see if anything happens. As I'm waiting on the other side of the road, trying not to look like a stalker, I see the door open and a fairly large cat comes out carrying from what looks to be another cat. Upon a closer look, I see that it's a flipping huge rat. Because cats can open doors with a rat in their mouth and all. The cat decides to drop the rat on the road. And I look at it, and it's just got the biggest smile you ever have seen on a cat. Well, as it drops the rat, a car comes by and flattens the rat out, splurging all of its guts everywhere. That's right, James. You guessed it. Covering me in blood and guts. That's because rats have all this blood and guts packed inside of them like a kerosene keg. And as soon as you roll over them, like 3 gallons of blood and guts comes out, enough to cover a 12-year-old. These are very small roads, if that means anything. It does. It means you're from a small town, you were bored, and you're a liar. Don't send me this stuff anymore. Max, I love you, man. You know I'm playing with you. But I'm serious. I will find your small road, and I will find a blood splatter on the dirt road that your house was near, and I will steal your bike. Okay? I'm a nice guy, but you're pushing my buttons. All right. Speaking of which, we got another one.
True.
We got another one, and it was something to the effect of somebody lost their keys, and so instead of calling a locksmith, they decided to drive 300 miles back home to get their keys. And
wait, what?
Yeah, this is another email we got that I just deleted because it was just too not real. You know, it's from the mind of a middle schooler, and they don't know the way adults think. And so they drove the 300 miles, and when they got there, the keys were supposed to be in the house, and the house sitter had locked the house up, like on accident, with the house keys inside. And so they drove 300 miles back up to get their house keys, and then drove 300 miles back. And when they got in the house, the truck keys that they needed weren't in the house. They were in Dad's pocket the whole time.
Because of course you're not going to check.
No, and 300 miles. Well, and yeah, so they had it all done up, you know, 1,900 miles, 1,600 miles, and 19 hours of driving. And I'm like, no, you don't. Adults pop a window in the back of the house. They would do that. But in a middle schooler's mind, that's just impossible. So don't make up stuff, people. Goodness. I'm going to ban middle schoolers from the show. And then where will we be? Where will we be then, people? Nowhere.
Sad.
Yeah.
I'd be very sad.
I would be sadder. Hi, NLCast. I have a few more stories for you guys. Most of them happened at school the other day while my class was playing baseball. This is actually really funny, so I feel bad reading it in this voice, but here we go. The first
but
one,
you're committed.
Yeah,
so.
I'm already in it now. The first one is about a kid who was playing second base. He was playing second base. He was making out.
He's smooching.
He was playing second base. That's so embarrassing.
I'm telling his mom.
Get your head in the game, Phil.
Smoocher.
So the first one is about this kid who was playing second base. Let's call him Bob. Hey, what do you call a guy with no arms and no legs floating in the ocean? Bob.
Bob.
Well, the other team had hit a ball right at third base, and the third baseman grabbed the ball and lobbed it to the second baseman. Bob suddenly turned around and looked into the outfield, and the ball bounced off the top of his head and landed in the outfield. The other team had a grand slam while Bob looked for the ball.
Bob.
The second story, that one wasn't the good one. The second story is about when my friend, let's call him Jim, and I were standing in a line to bat. My friend asked me what time it was for like the millionth time in the last half hour, and I told him to use the sun to figure out the time. He proceeded to look straight into the sun. He yelled out, "My eyes are burning!" While he screamed, I thought about the song Blinded by the Light. See, there's the mind of a middle schooler at work right there.
Blinded by the light. That's an old song.
Dun, 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 in the morning light. I laughed and thought the whole situation was funny. See, I would be thinking about, all I ever needed was the one, like freedom feels where our horses run. When stars align like you and I, the shadows block the sun. You'll ever need it. Ooh, baby, you're the one. Thank you, Jacob.
Is that McDonald?
No.
What is he doing?
That was.
I can't stand that guy's voice.
I like his voice.
What is his name? George McDonald?
No, the dude that did Lion King. You know, the Circle of Life.
Well, that's John. Elton John. He's fine. He's fine. I'm talking about the George McDonald.
You think
McDonald,
he's fine?
The guy that plays.
Ew.
Yeah, actually, he's very fine. He's fine in a hetero kind of way.
All right, so if you missed it, the new podcast is out. I Like Genius. That's the only news we have right now.
Can I be on it?
Yeah. If you're a genius,
I'm going to do something genius, so you'll invite me.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Trevor finally has a feature story. Peace.
Do you drool over cutting-edge technology? Are you the first in line for the latest sci-fi movie? Do you stay up late at night playing video games? Do you consider being called a geek a badge of honor? Then GeekCred is the show for you. Join me, Steve Rickyberg, as I bring you in-depth behind-the-scenes interviews to give you the inside scoop on everything geek. From tech, to sci-fi, to games, you name it, we geek it. Geek Cred, are you geek enough? To download and subscribe, visit www.geekcred.net and get your geek on.
Featured story.
All right, it's time for that featured story, the one we promised you, the one you're waiting for, the one that has less and less importance the more and more segments that we add to the show. But today we're blessed and sanctified, purified, cleansed by the blood of the Lamb because Trevor is back, and he's going to give us a featured story that is going to knock your socks off.
Is that a pterodactyl?
That's right.
There we go.
All right.
Go, Trevor!
I know. Yeah! I need to get the stadium sound because that's just like a. That's just like about 100, 200 people. I need like 50,000 people cheering and clapping. And that sound.
So. Yeah. Like it sounds like when I go to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every day.
John showed up today. Yeah. Wow. Way to go, John.
I know. I have the same problem when I walk out to my car. I have to add at least 20 minutes because I have to scrape all the girls off my car. Oh, it's so embarrassing. But that's the way it is when you're just so cool. So, all right, Trevor.
The life of a pastor.
Oh, yeah. You know, just leave that part out.
It's tough.
I don't even get to wear the cool collar. That's how bad I've got it. But anyway, Trevor, what you got, dude?
Well, I've determined that apparently nothing exciting happened, apparently, either if it wasn't in high school or in the Navy for me, because anytime I try to think of these featured stories, I'm always going back to either Navy or high school. So apparently my life's been boring ever since.
Yep.
So back to high school.
Let's go.
Come along, children. School. Come with me on a magical journey to Trevorland.
Trevorland.
What
was the name of your high school? Can I ask?
Yeah, I had some questions too. Was it
Trevorland?
Was it like
Moose? I thought that was awkward, but you know,
Moose Falls.
Moose Falls.
What was it? Moose Falls High.
Deerfoot. You know,
Edison Assembly. I don't know what.
It was called Coal Harbor High.
Wow, that did not disappoint. It didn't.
Well,
that is cool. Coal Harbor. Hey, we're going down to Coal Harbor, babe.
Or coal.
It's close down to the water by, so.
Yeah, hey. Oh.
It's like they look around and say, what's near here? I don't know. We're near the harbor. Hey, Coal Harbor she is, by. Awesome. Which is right beside Forest Hills. Okay. There was lots of trees there, so we called that Forest Hills.
And then there's this Moose Falls place, and we don't have any water there, but once a moose fell down.
There is a place. There's a place not too far from me that it's a national park type area, and the place is called Head Smashed in Buffalo Jump.
Dude, that's awesome.
I have no idea why, but I can only imagine that there's a cliff and there's buffaloes at the bottom of it. I don't know, but it's called
Head Smashed in Buffalo Jump.
Jump.
And it's spelled out too.
Yeah, no,
it's like on the sign.
Yeah, when you go drive up to it, on the sign it says "Head Smashed in Buffalo Jump." I've never seen the word smashed on a roadside.
They deserve their own festival. There should be some sort of annual retelling of that story somewhere.
Gather around, children. I'll tell you about the head smashed in buffaloes. Well, I was down at the bottom of the cliff one day, and then all of a sudden I heard brump, 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 brump. And then there was this deafening silence, followed by a big thud. And then I was covered in blood and guts from this rat that was underneath the buffalo when it hit.
Nice comeback.
I need to know if that old lady, what was the old lady's name with the pooping deer?
Eleanor.
Eleanor probably mind controlled yet another creature. Forced him off a cliff.
She used her buffalo call.
So my question real quick about your school was, what were your school colors?
They were red and blue.
Dang. Oh, what color blue?
Oh, was it dark blue?
Was it navy? I'm looking for some sort of weird connection between your stories. Navy or high school? Maybe it's Navy High School. I don't know. I don't know where Navy I'm going with that.
I don't know what's happening. What's going on?
It's just kind of trippy. All right.
Okay. Back to
Uma, Irma, Uma, Oprah, whatever it was. All right. Go ahead.
What? I don't know. Oprah?
David Letterman. And he, anyway, he bombed too. But anyway, go ahead.
He bombed too. Well, back in Cole Harbor High, the buddy that I took the school apart with, I've decided to stop prefacing my stories with, I was generally a good kid back in school, but
you
weren't. This one time, because apparently after all of these stories, I was a little jerk in school.
I was a good kid in school. I was. You weren't. I never took a tool to school, ever.
I was a tool.
I did break many a heart, but other than that, that's it. I was a lady killer. Don't you believe it? And don't ask my Facebook friends from high school to confirm or deny.
So anyway, we decided, and I can't remember if this is before or after the taking apart of the school, but we decided to make a game out of removing, in any school, they always put the posters on the wall, advertising, whatever. I mean, this rally or that sports thing.
Say no to rabbit dung. Yeah, I know those Canadian posters.
Say no to smashed in buffalo head.
That is the top vacation destination of the country, eh?
We're all going head smashed in buffalo jump. We're all going to jump off and get our head smashed. I'll take your picture. So anyway, we decided to make a game of ripping these posters off of the walls. And we developed a point system around it where, the little single piece of paper was worth 1 point. And, the big Bristol board would be worth 5 points. And I think we developed, if it was located in a very public place, it was worth more points. So you'd just kind of walk by and just rip it off, and we'd shove these things in our locker, and then we'd tally up the points at the end of the week kind of thing. which in itself, I mean, thinking back again, I'm not sure how I wasn't kicked out of school. I mean, between everything that was going on there, the knives, the fake fights, the elevator things,
I would have loved to have been your friend in high school.
I wouldn't have. I would have left you because I don't like getting in trouble. And the first time I saw y'all rip a poster off the wall, I'd be like, ooh, and I'd leave. I'd be gone.
No, I wouldn't have done any of that stuff, but I would have watched him do it and lived vicariously through all that stuff.
See, I have no desire.
Do it, man. Do it. That'd be awesome.
Cool, do it. Watch.
I'd just start walking away fast with my back all stiff, like you do.
Like you do.
So
we decided, that went on for a little while, and then we decided to up the ante, and we decided to add premium points to teachers' nameplates. Like we had, they had that little grooved area stuck on the wall, and then they'd have their nameplate, which would slide into it. That sort of thing. You know what I mean?
So if
you could take those little placards out and keep them, then that was worth, that was the best points of the game overall. So we had a collection of these nameplates from all the teachers in our lockers as well. So,
AKA evidence, but yeah.
Well, I mean, we weren't smart because we kept them at school. It's like, hey, all these nameplates have been doing, and there's those guys who brought tools to school.
They're trading them at the playground. I got a Mrs. Havishaw. I'll give you a Mr. Bentley and a Mrs. Kerduffle for that one. They're playing Pokemon with them, you know.
Mrs. Beach, I choose you.
I got to catch them all.
Nice one. I would never trade the Mrs. Beach one, though.
I got to be the best. I just want to know who the Snorlax was. That's yeah. He was a fat one, so. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just batting for 1,000. Yeah, whatever that statement is, that saying. All right, go ahead, Canadian boy.
Anyway, there was this one. It was in this corner. There was this corner of the world in our school that was where everything important happened in our young lives. This was the corner of – it was a T intersection. I've described it before, where the stairwell came down to
it. I know it well.
That was where the elevator was. Mm. That was where the electrical socket where we had Sean shove into it, stuff into it.
And that's where you made out with him.
This is
I was going to say, most boys like Trevor put 17 magazine posters up in their room, but Trevor was trying to replace those apparently with, you know, say no to smoking maple leaves posters or whatever. Teen Sorry. Beat just wasn't cutting it anymore, so.
So in this same very, and we had, and that's where we had that fake fight as well, all in this one little corridor. So in that T intersection, right at the the top of the T, there was a door which led into the art class. And above that door was a nameplate for the teacher. I can't remember their name. Was right above that. And that was the one that we coveted most of all.
Yeah, because you don't go jacking with the art teacher. They will cut you. Art teachers are weird. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't so much that it was the art teacher that we were, you know, was really, you know, the part of it. It was the fact that this was like such a public area because people would be coming at you from one area. Like you had three avenues, you know, that people could approach you and catch you doing stuff there.
But also art teachers will kill you. They will knife you.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you take art in school, James?
I did. Mr. Herman. He was scary.
But you benefit it because you can draw pictures now.
He taught me nothing.
James was teaching the class or something,
he taught me fear.
He taught you how to get an F.
He taught me all the cuss words that I currently don't say.
So now you draw out of fear. It's like, I'm sorry. I can do better, Mr. Hoggenflogger, or whatever your name was.
Mr. Herman.
Herman. So, anyway.
He had a red afro. I'm not even kidding.
Was he Ronald McDonald?
No. Do you know who's that guy on television that paints pictures with the afro and the... he looked... who is that guy?
I don't remember his name, but, you know...
Happy clouds. But it's,
we're gonna draw a little tree
Rob
here.
Rob Moss.
Okay, I kid you not, Bob Ross. Anybody from my high school could tell you that Mr. Herman looked exactly like that dude.
Except he cussed?
Yes, and he was not he was not soft-hearted. There's a sweetness in Bob Ross that was not in Mr. Herman.
These are happy trees.
Happy trees, my butt.
Nice.
I hate these trees.
No, it was more like, what are you doing homework in art class? This is art class, not study hall! Yeah. So go and he would smoke.
I wonder if the people who do Family Guy were in your art class, because they did a skit on that once, and they had whatever his name was, Ross, there, and he was drawing pictures, and he might have been,
but I doubt it. I mean, the chances are so slim.
Well, because he was going on.
I have more of a chance of Ghost Rider being in my class than that. But go ahead, Trevor.
I think you'd notice a guy with a flaming skull for
my head. It'd be pretty cool though. It'd be easy to find something to draw.
What's with little Jimmy over there? Just ignore him. Don't make eye contact. You'd be okay.
Have no shortness of charcoal. It'd be hard to draw if all the water sprinklers were going off every time.
My paper's soggy again.
Mr. Ryder, can I...
Shut up! Vengeance!
Anyway.
What happened in the corner?
I say back in Coal Harbor High, we were... So one day, my buddy Corey decided he was going to go for it. Because, I mean, there was nobody in the class. It was dark. You know, it was between classes. You know, like, I don't know why we weren't in class, but...
All his friends were busy making out in the elevator.
The halls were empty. There was no art class. So he, you know, goes up to the door. And it's one of those doors where it has the big window that takes the upper half of it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's like a nursery. It had all the class doors had big windows so you could see into them. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he goes up to it and he reaches up over the door. And he's taking his time and he slowly tick, 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 and he slides it out and then looks over me and smiles and then just kind of slides it into his jacket and, you know, with this big smile on his face and turns around and walks away. And there we go. He has his prize. And that was the end of that day.
And once we put all five of them together, they started to glow. Kalima, Kalima. They burned through his jacket.
Fell down.
Somebody pulled Trevor's heart out through his chest. Call him all. Anyway, sorry, couldn't resist.
But now the problem with this perfect crime that was committed was the fact that what we didn't know was the fact that yes, the art room was dark. But that was because they were watching something and the class was full. And the entire class was staring at him doing this.
I'm so sly.
He had a stupid grin on his face all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so cool.
I'm away with this.
No one will
and
ever
everybody
know.
Just stared and watched him do it. And eventually, of course, that became the end of that game because we got caught on that.
Oh.
But it was funny because we talked to some of the guys in the art class. And several people drew him doing this crime.
He was moving that slow for the love.
He got his own little mugshot drawing.
Bunch of ninja artists in there. Done.
A couple people even drew one of those like flip book things where you draw the picture in his next face. So you'd flip through it and there was Corey reaching.
Bob Ross pops up. I even had time to do some happy clouds.
Bob Ross.
So that's the story of the perfect crime that wasn't so perfect, but it was, and that was the end of that game because, like I said, after that, we got caught with all the evidence.
That's why I don't do that stuff. I have no luck. I have no luck with anything. If I break the rules, I will get busted. It's that way all the time. Like the one time I said a cuss word on the bus, the one time I decided to be hip. I was mad, and I was going to swear, and I said, ba-ba-da-ba-da, bloop, and I beeped it out, whatever it was. And at that exact moment, everyone on the bus, right before I said it, hushed. There was this magical lull. Nobody was listening. It wasn't like the old commercials, but there was just this lull in the conversation. My voice rang out like a siren's call, and the bus driver looked up through that rear-facing mirror and locked eyes on me and just pointed. You come up here, you know, and I just started weeping.
That language is inappropriate.
I cried all the way home, and that's embarrassing for a senior in high school. It's embarrassing. So
you got busted as a senior in high school cursing on the bus?
Yep.
Oh,
I didn't even know that.
I was a cusser. I lived a double life. I wasn't very good at it, but I was trying. Trying it out.
Cusser.
It was a cusser.
Well, Trevor, what was the prize? Because, I mean, it was a game, so there had to be some sort of winning prize, right?
When you play the game, there is no winner.
Well, I mean, you know, I didn't want to say anything, but, you know, the prize was 5 minutes in the elevator with Sean, so...
You lit liquor.
Gosh.
You're sick, man.
A joke that never dies. Well, thanks to our sponsors, and thanks for... I'm just kidding.
This was the last episode.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah. No, there was no prize. It was just a personal pride thing where we just kind of...
Bragging rights.
Bragging rights was all it was.
Well, what was the punishment for getting busted?
Yeah. You know, I don't remember. I remember when we got busted with the taking the school apart, that Corey got suspended, although he was the only one who got caught, so he got suspended, and I got off scot-free, and he didn't rat me out, and I didn't say anything, so...
That's how you get the nickname Ratface.
Oh, no, I didn't rat him out.
Oh, right, gotcha.
He got caught out, and he didn't rat me out, and he was sitting there, and he was going to curse me out if I had... Anyway, but I don't remember from the posters and the stuff. I don't remember what we got for that. And that might have been just him, too, because the art class could only see him. I was off in the corner watching him.
We got to find this Corey.
Oh, I'm still in contact with him today.
Hey, Corey, remember that time?
Oh, and he will.
This is art class, not CSI! Quit drawing the thief!
No, I'm collecting evidence.
That's right. I was tracking him down.
Good
one.
And then, you know, one of the guys in the art class with his sunglasses. The question is, he puts sunglasses on. Why is he doing that?
Sunglasses back on.
And so the bad news became the artist's viewpoint.
I promise you. I will kill this man. Thanks for the featured story, Trevor.
All right, now move along.
EMV mail.
Thank you for calling.
All right, let's do some of these. People get sad. Hey, did you hear the story about how they came up with the name for Canada? Yeah, so they were all sitting and all sorts of name suggestions was coming in, like America's Hat or Santa's Workshop's Basement, Lucyville. And they were getting so many suggestions that the Prime Minister says, let's play bingo. And the letters that come out will spell the name. And so that's what they did. And the Prime Minister started spinning the bingo basket on national TV or radio or Mountie Patrol or whatever they had. And he said, well, first we have a C-A-N-A-D-A. So dumb. No.
That's how it really happened?
No, because those letters aren't in bingo.
Yes, because that's
a major flaw.
Oh.
Canada's name would be Bingo. Or Gingbo or something dumb. Some reconfiguration of B-I-N-G-O. And whenever you said Canada, you would have to leave one of the letters out every time you said it. So it'd be like, So
it'd be Banada.
Bingo da.
I don't know. I'm an idiot.
Hey, dear NL cast. 3 years or so ago, I was on a long distance relationship with a girl in another university near mine. Not trying to be mean, but she was a bit controlling, calling me constantly, always keeping tabs on me. You know, the overly jealous type. So I'd had enough, and I told her it was over. She freaked the heck out. She called me in the middle of the night, yelling and screaming, and not to the point. So I disconnected my phone during the night. So instead of being a man and confronting her, I sent her an email. I wrote a 2-page-long scathing email to my ex, explaining exactly what a shrew she was. I'm sure he used the word shrew. Unfortunately, I did not mention her by name or our relationship at all. It was very generic. I pressed reply with a click of death, and I logged off and went to sleep. A few weeks later, my mother calls me, half crying, half screaming about how she couldn't believe how I could be so cruel after she raised me for 18 years. After 5 minutes, I realized what I had done. I had hit reply to everyone in my stinking address book.
Oh, man.
Over the next year or so, everybody who had received the email has given me various responses, including punches at a football game a few months ago. I was shopping at Walmart a few months ago, and I was slapped by an old lady who had gotten an email. I don't believe it either, but it's great. All I remember is it started with, listen, shrew, and it ended with, thanks for wasting my ever-loving life. Marcel.
Mom. You know, the only thing that would have made that better?
If
he would have sent a clown letdown.
Oh, it's true.
He should have sent a clown letdown.
That's right.
You're a shrew.
have you gotten clownletdown.com? Because he should.
Oh, I need to check it out.
Yeah, you do. Go to godaddy.com and use the code podname121 to save money on your next domain name. So
plug.
Ding. This story takes place in a public restroom. Oh, goodness. I was only 7 when it happened, so I knew very little then. However, I did know enough not to talk to strangers. I was in a stall doing what you do when you do what you do, and all of a sudden this elderly lady just starts talking to me, asking me questions about my life. At first, I thought she must have been on a cell phone or something, but then, as I was washing my hands, she came out with the largest tears in her eyes and asked me why I never responded to her. As a 7-year-old, I felt bad, and I told her that I was real sorry, but I wasn't supposed to talk to strangers. And then she proceeded to say, "Oh, darling, it's okay. Grannies are old, but they will always love you." I was really confused and told her I had to go. Christine. Yeah, that's why you don't send 7-year-olds in the bathroom by themselves right there.
I thought that was a little dude in the girls' bathroom.
No.
That just made the funnier story in my... I'm going to shut up now.
Trevor's back. I'm an American teaching English in South Korea. I hang out with a group of something. Expats?
Expats?
I don't know what that is. But we were making plans to go to a mud festival last summer. Awesome. What's a mud festival?
I don't know. Festival about mud.
Yeah, it was a big event, and my Canadian friend, who we wanted to get t-shirts made, so we went to a t-shirt shop to explain his creative vision and to get the shirts made accordingly. He wanted the front of the shirt to read, "I heart Kimchi." Kimchi? I heart Kimchi. Kimchi. Thank you. Assassin. He wanted the back to read, "Mudfest 2008. With pictures of fake mud splattered all over the back of the shirt. Well, this guy should have taken his Korean girlfriend with him to explain things, but he didn't. So when we got our shirts, the fronts looked great, but the back read, "Mudfest 2008, fake mud splashes." In all text. No pictures. Gotta love the language barrier. Thanks for the podcast, guys. Keep it real. I wish they'd put their name in here, but they didn't. But that is classic.
Fake mud splashes go here.
And you know he had to pay for it. You pay now. So
I cut your hand off.
Greetings. I have been listening to your podcast for a few months now. It's quickly become my favorite podcast until 123 when everything went south. Ooh. I have been catching up on old Nobody's Listening podcasts. And last week I listened to 67, The Death of JoJo, and I had to hear the JoJo podcasts. So I downloaded them from the website, and let me tell you, these 5 podcasts are the funniest things I've heard in a long time. I disagree, but thanks. I played them for my wife, Annie, and she thought they were very funny, but not nearly as funny and as great as I thought they were. This leads to the reason for my email. I believe that my wife wrote you. She told me she did about how I've constantly quoted JoJo in the past week. Yeah, that was a couple weeks ago. This is true, but not the whole truth. My wife and I are pastors in Hilo, Hawaii, and we have lived here for just over a year. My wife has picked up some of the local pidgin slang. In particular, she continually uses the words dakine in conversation. Dakine is a phrase that has no definite meaning. Depending on where it is used in a conversation, it can be a placeholder for whatever the speaker has just said, or it can refer to something the speaker is thinking but hasn't vocalized yet. That is so cool and weird. My wife has been using it more and more. I guess it's like for us. Like, we know we're going to say something, we just can't think of what it is. My wife has been using it more and more, and I've been looking for something that annoys her as much as dakine annoys me. I have found that the phrase, JoJo's phrase, "I'm a Christian clown," has been that phrase, and so I have been using it ever so lovingly to correct her incorrect use of the English language. I know that JoJo is dead, but could he do some kind of segment on the show? I wish I could sponsor the podcast, or I would sponsor the podcast if JoJo were on it. Smiley faces, just kidding. Thanks, God bless Craig. Well, here's the thing, guys. Everybody thinks JoJo's dead. The show was not about killing JoJo. The show was about the time JoJo killed.
where death was wished upon JoJo.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, the last time I ever performed him live, which isn't exactly true, because now JoJo shows up at my kids' church every week. And he is crazy.
They beat him down.
They do. They beat him like a bad, bad donkey. Let me see if we can get a couple more in here.
Just got it. A bad, bad donkey.
No. I was quoting a Muppets in Space, Gonzo's Adventure, where the prawn goes, "If you tell him, I'll spank you. I will spank you like a bad, bad donkey, okay?" It's the funniest thing ever in history. If you tell him, I will spank you. Because he's like, because they trick Gonzo into making, or somebody into a trance, and they make a jacuzzi on top of their ceiling or something. He's like, "I feel kind of guilty. I think we should tell him to stop." And he's like, "If you tell him, I will spank you. I will spank you like a bad, bad donkey, okay?" So it's hilarious. But anyway, "I've been listening to your podcast at work, and I have been caught laughing out loud more than once. Keep up the good work. I thought you might enjoy the attached story, which is 100% true. However, the names have been changed. Thanks, Dave." There's no story.
What?
Yeah. I just wanted to say that.
This is all sounding very deja vu-ish.
Is it? Have I read this stuff before?
The same thing.
See, I don't know.
But I couldn't place it. I'm thinking, it's like, that sounds, and I swear you've read that and said, "I don't have the story, but I can."
Yeah, that sounded familiar to me too.
Okay. And the Hawaii one too.
Really?
Yeah.
Dadgummit, I wasted my life. I wasted some of my life. And I wasted all your lives too. I'm done. This is it.
I quit. This is stupid.
Good night. I can't remember everybody's dumb emails.
Don't tell him.
That's it.
Don't tell him. It's just a joke.
Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks, Rob Gobers, for our theme music. Thanks to our spouses for letting us record. Thanks to our contributors and everyone who's stupid enough to listen to a stupid waste of a show. Thanks, John and Trevor, for making fun of me in front of all my friends, virtual though they may be.
Sorry.
We'll see you guys next week if you're stupid.
Hey,
and remember, if you're telling a funny life story, nobody's listening to it, you dumb butt.
Ouch.
When you're telling a funny life story, make sure you've already told it before.
No recap song for you. I'm bitter.
I see.
This is me being bad boy. I'm a bad boy now. I got some bad boy cred. I did not mean anything by that.
Yeah.
I didn't. I am a clean person.
You're clean and tasty, man.
You're the one that thought it. So what does that mean, you?
I get it.
It's innocent.
You thought it. You're pure evil.
What happened?
I'm pouting right now. My lip is sticking out.
I'm sorry. Should we have not mentioned that?
You're a bad donkey.
You're a bad, bad donkey.
Okay.
Roni's Own Radio, a show where we talk to people. Some you've heard of, many you haven't. We discuss topics in the news, on your mind, and some topics that no one talks about. Roni's Own Radio is an award-winning view and interview show hosted by Jeff Roni. So now you can't say that you've never heard of Roni's Own Radio, because you just did. Visit JRDonline.com and see what people are talking about in the Roni Zone. Roni's Own Radio can be found at JRDonline.com.
Hey, this is Mitch. I am handled Take a Look in the chat room. And literally, nobody's listening tonight. Disappointing that we couldn't hear the show or watch it, but I'm sure it was great. Look forward to downloading it in the very near future. I'm either going to download this show or maybe Helen Keller's Greatest Hits or some other silence. I'm assuming tonight's show, the featured story is probably from a mime. The recap song could be a blank disc. You know, the LBB of the week. It might be you guys for not being able to get this up online for us. Sorry. No, we'll have to change the name to NLBB of the week. So, no, I love you guys. Look forward to hearing the show. We'll talk to you later. Take a look. Bye.
Hey, James. This is Lucius Cullen, and I have an LBB for you. Yeah, this just happened to me about 10 minutes ago. And my LBB is you. Your entire show, NLCast, is my LBB. I do the landscaping at our church. I've been mowing lawns today and listening to your podcast. I had my earbuds in my ears and then my ear muffs over that so I could still hear while I was mowing. And I can hear you guys great over the mower, but I can't hear much of anything else, even when I shut the mower off and was pushing it back across the property. I just happened to be walking past the church office doors, and because I had my earmuffs on, I didn't realize that the pastor had just come out of the church doors, and you had just read a particularly disturbing story, and so I had my eyes scrunched up, looking towards the heavens, mumbling, "Oh God, oh God," when I hear a noise through my earmuffs and realize the pastor standing there looking at me with a really weird look on his face. So yeah, I had to explain to him why I looked constipated and all upset while he was standing there watching me. Yeah, so you guys, that person who sent in the story, you're my LBV. Yeah, I hate your show. Take care.